In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Monday, the 24th day of October. Glad to have you along, everybody. One hates to rain on the grand mergers and acquisitions news of the day, that $85 billion offer from AT&T to buy Time Warner, but the markets would like to offer a word about that deal. That word is, Shares of ticker symbol TWX, Time Warner, dropped a hair more than 3% today, unusual to say the least for a company in receipt of a buyout offer at a 25% premium to its current stock price. There is, of course, a boatload of reasons that investors might not be wild about the deal, almost certainly not the least of which is the likelihood of extremely close regulatory scrutiny, a.k.a. the aforementioned antitrust. Catch is that in a media and political landscape changing as fast as this one is right now, answering that antitrust question is harder than ever. From New York, Marketplace's Mark Garrison gets us going.
Beware anyone who claims to be certain about what's going to happen next. And looking at past events like AT&T's failed attempt to buy T-Mobile can be misleading. Christopher Yu is a University of Pennsylvania law professor.
This kind of merger is quite different from the AT&T-T-Mobile merger. In the AT&T-T-Mobile merger, it was a merger of direct competitors.
A.K.A. a horizontal merger. What AT&T wants is a vertical merger. It is a distributor of content, buying Time Warner, a supplier of content. It can be trickier for regulators to analyze a vertical merger, but the core question is the same. Does the combo harm competition? AT&T has to convince them that merging will be good for competition, or at least neutral. One potential argument is that by owning Time Warner's content, it's in a better position to roll out new video services people might like better than what's out there now.
By bringing both companies within the same umbrella, the combined company would be in a better position to experiment with different ways for distributing content.
Yu has spoken out for deals like this in the past and points to Comcast's merger with NBC Universal as evidence that a vertical media deal can get approved. But that was 2011.
The marketplace has changed since then. So the mere fact that a deal of a certain structure was allowed in the past, that doesn't mean that the same exact kind of deal would be allowed in the future.
John Bergmeier is senior counsel at Public Knowledge, a nonprofit that's often skeptical of big media getting bigger. And it's not just the market that's different.
The political climate has shifted. We've seen some very strong anti-merger rhetoric from all political quarters.
Not to mention growing public distrust of the media, which makes bashing a merger crafty politics. Add all that up and you have a stage set for a nasty fight around AT&T's bid to shack up with Time Warner. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.